The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the James Donald Forbes McCann Catamaran Plan. If you'd like to listen to bonus episodes, go sign up to the Patreon. That's patreon.com. We f***ed it. Anyway, you'll find a way. Catamaran home! Sean Gardini, have you got tour dates coming up?
Yeah, I do, James. Thanks for bringing it up. I'll be in Tempe, Arizona on September 11th and Salt Lake City, Utah at Wise Guys, September 13th and 14th. Please come for the love of God. I'm begging you. I'll be with Aiden McCluskey and Nate Marshall.
Get up there!
Thank you, James. Catamaran ho.
Buy tickets to see Sean Gardini.
Yep, it's on my SeanGardini.com.
Oh, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl.
Who is that woman?
Chapel Roan. We were listening to
her. They're pushing her hard.
Mm-hmm.
Her? We discussed this recently.
Brat.
I didn't know you were a pop music guy. Brat?
Her.
Charlie XCX is getting a push late in the career.
Mm-hmm.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? There's another one.
Chapel Roan.
Chapel Roan. I feel like these are the new... Just before the last big financial crisis.
Kamala Harris. Those are the four.
Well, she is
bad
the brat queen
of the summer.
Of the apocalypse. Yeah,
they're the four.
After
brats
the last
of the
downturn, it was Katy Perry, mm-hmm. Beyonce, Rihanna, Taylor Swift, Lady Gaga. Beyonce was already around, but she was elevated
mm-hmm.
like she hadn't been before.
Queen.
And who else?
Queen B.
She became. She was Princess B. Princess A moved up to Queen B. Now she's going to move up to Empress C, and finally. Peasant D, it flips around.
Oh no.
Yeah, but then you get to move up to minor landed gentry E. Excuse me, we'll move on. But I think this is the music industry said people are sad. We need pop starlets again. I think the other one, the English one they're pushing is a band called The Last Dinner Party.
I never heard of them.
They're being accused of being industry plants, but they have a great album.
Okay.
And they're five young English ladies.
Ladies? Oh, cool.
Doing sort of warbly pop-ish, baroque pop. Anyway, my point
is... I
like
that sort of stuff.
I think in an economic downturn, the music industry goes, we need ladies, young, nice, optimistic ladies.
Girl bosses.
Well, this time around, they're more bossy than the last time around. And also, they're definitely, and I don't say this with any disrespect to any of these ladies, they're less attractive.
Oh, so you think they went with more attitude on this one?
I think this time around, I mean, Katy Perry was maybe the most beautiful woman to me. Early Katy Perry was the huge buzzies and she's kissing girls.
True.
And Lady Gaga beautiful. Was sort of strange. I mean, Beyonce is unbelievably beautiful.
Yeah, she's the most beautiful to me.
Taylor Swift, very beautiful. Undeniable that Taylor Swift's very beautiful. I think number Rihanna. Rihanna may be the best looking lady.
Rihanna.
Of all
time.
Yeah,
she's good. I think Queen Bee might be my favorite, though.
Oh, so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And this time around, they all look interesting. I'm not complaining. Not complaining. But definitely, I think that they're less focused on the male gaze this time around. Well, the male gaze, yeah, certainly. But the male homosexuals love it. But I don't feel, with the exception of Sabrina Carpenter, I don't feel these women are being sold to me as sexual commodities. And even then, Sabrina Carpenter is definitely more for women than for men.
Yeah, but what do you think? What do you think that's all about?
I think the media has fractured to a point where they're not even trying to have the same pop stars for men and for women. I don't think they think they can do it anymore.
What do we? What do the boys have? I guess we have Zach Bryan.
Is it a country phase for the fellas?
Yeah, it seems like that.
I don't know that the I don't know that they have pop boys anymore.
No, I don't know if they do either. I'm trying to. I'm racking my brain right now. Oh, nice pedestrian.
There was a pedestrian out there. Yeah, people like walking in this neighborhood.
Pedestrian.
Oh, a lady.
No,
are you perving on ladies outside the window?
I didn't say that.
You're just checking out the men again, keeping it gay. Beautiful.
You're looking at the male gaze.
Who is this woman? This the woman we're talking about who had the pink. What's her song called?
Chapel Roan.
Chapel Roan. I'm being pushed her on the algorithm.
Me too.
At an astounding rate. I didn't know who she was. Yeah, it worked.
Flawlessly.
Sabrina Carpenter was the first one that I acquiesced. Yeah,
it's catchy.
I didn't hear Espresso at all. I think I just saw her in a bikini and I kept scrolling. I
hubba,
said,
hubba.
I'm not looking for that right now. Thank you very much. I don't need that in my life. But then Please, Please, Please was such a good song.
How's that one go?
Please, please, please don't prove I'm right. And then it goes, bum, 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 dum, dum, sha. It sounds like a Lindsey Buckingham song, but it's made by Jack Antonoff.
Oh, I've heard of that guy.
He's everywhere, and he's so good at making a hit, and it upsets me because I don't know why. I don't know why.
You're jealous.
I saw him once in an interview with Taylor Swift, and he's overseen the latter part of her career.
Songs, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And he was speaking to her in a very sophisticated, sycophantic way, where he was criticizing her in a way she wanted to be criticized. This is maybe too, maybe I've gone too deep. But there is a way to talk to narcissistic people, which is better than, in terms of getting them to like you, which is better than saying, you're so great. You criticize them on something that they're happy to be criticized about, and then they think, oh, you're being honest and you love me.
What's an example of that? It's funny to
he's
think
doing
about.
He goes something like, the problem with Taylor. And
she's
it's,
too
it's
beautiful
really,
and talented.
It's something like, she needs everything to be perfect.
Yeah.
And if it's not perfect, she won't have it. It was something of that line, and I thought, sneaky. You sneaky man.
I like that, though.
And the fact that he's in with all the narcissistic pop ladies, and they all like him. And he's doing, here's the other thing, he's doing great music. He's a full package. Mm-hmm. He did the second Lord album.
Oh.
Which I return to that album all the time. He did...
which was second one? Is that... Royals?
Is that first album.
Okay.
I don't know what happened to that guy. I'm trying to find the guy who helped her with that album.
That was
That's
really
the best
cool.
album.
Yeah, that was
sure.
a really good song.
But he did... I'm on that green light. I want it.
I don't know that one.
I'm on that green light. That also I had... that had... homemade dynamite. Which is great. Homemade Dynamite's a...
Ra, 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 I am Lord, ra, ra, ra.
You know who did the voice of Lord in those episodes of South Park? Sia.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I remember listening to it and thinking, what? That's Sia. And then she wasn't credited. And I looked it up. So that was Sia, who's from
Secret
my hometown.
Sia? Secret That's Sia. What I was going to say. Isn't yeah. she an Aussie lady?
She's from Adelaide. She apparently played in like jazzy bands around town. I was too young. You can't see me.
Yeah, she's like
that. My children look just like Sia. You can't see her. I mean, she's... I remember I saw the Elastic Heart video for the first time with Shia LaBeouf wrestling Maddie Ziegler, Pittsburgh's finest child dancer at the time. Do you remember?
No.
They're stuck in a cage and it was deemed to be too intimate and strange and...
But it still came out.
Oh, it's still... Yes.
But the reviews were there.
The reviews were like...
Weird.
Yeah, what's going on?
Why is Shia touching this?
Why is Shia touching a child in this video? It's great video. It's
Give
a great
some symbolism.
Song. She's a great... I'm a bit... Sia's career never recovered from... She was involved in a movie about an autistic child. And And the autistic community came out and were like, you can't, you're not autistic. You can't be involved in this.
Oh.
And Sia responded in like the most autistic way. She just like argued with all the autistic people. And then I think acquiesced. But Sia's ready for another big hit. I love Sia.
Yeah. We're waiting for you, Sia. We're ready.
Sia is maybe the most... who had a better run than Sia for huge hits? Titanium! She had...
Oh, dang, yeah. I forgot about that one.
She had...
I am Titanium.
She had She-Wolf Who Has Brought Me to My Knees. Do you remember that one?
I'm
falling
sure.
to pieces. I love that one.
I wasn't so tapped into Sia, I guess.
Oh, no, she had... I've got thick skin and an elastic heart. I'm just going to do all the songs.
I like it.
Chandelier. That was a big one.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one I remember.
Oh, my goodness.
See, this is good. This is what the people want. This has turned into a very good podcast, stimulating.
All I had to do was be popular, you know, get into popular music. Sorry, this I keep getting back to Chapel Roan.
Right.
I think she had also
a nice
had
night
a career.
Listening to her.
She had a long career beforehand. She had like several releases and it wasn't working out. Mm. And then she changed her hair and her look.
I'm not sure what she even looks like, to be honest with you.
She's got
I'm gonna look it up, though.
Painted white skin. And big red hair.
Alabaster.
And alabaster.
An alabaster pop star.
And she's this is beautiful. Sabrina Carpenter didn't look like she did before this. Sabrina Carpenter really changed her makeup.
Oh, you know what makes me so happy are these photos. If you go online
was that,
right
I
now,
didn't know that was Caitlin Clark yeah, when you said that to me.
If you go online right now, you could see so many photos of Caitlin Clark sticking her tongue out making silly faces.
I thought that was like a young Anthony Kiedis with a weird shirt on.
Yeah, there's so many.
She's having fun.
She's having so much fun. She's sticking her tongue. She's like a lizard. She's like a snake.
I would like to go and see a Caitlin Clark.
She's there's a rumor that she smells with her tongue.
Well, she'd be very sweaty out there.
That's right. I'd like to see That's Caitlin unfair. Clark. I was in Indianapolis. All I wanted to do was get some Caitlin Clark merchandise, and the store was closed.
What?
On a Saturday.
Probably sold out. Everyone's loving Caitlin. I understand the other people bullying her. When we were in the Mohican Sun Stadium where the Mohican Suns play, I think they're called the Cincinnati Suns, whatever they are, the ladies' basketball team. I was opening for Shane in the arena that they play in. And they said, yeah, the stadium sells out every game now. And they're booing, like at home games, the home team.
My dad's calling me.
You've got to answer that call.
Okay. Dad, I can't chat right now. I'm on a podcast, but do you want to comment on it?
Sure. Whose podcast?
My friend James. He's from Australia.
How do you feel about Caitlin Clark?
Ah, all right.
How do you feel about Caitlin Clark? We were just talking about her before you called.
I think she's a good basketball player.
Yeah, me too.
It's beautiful.
She's making a lot of money for the WNBA.
That's true.
People are trying to take her head off every game.
I know. Yeah, I don't think she deserves. Well, I'll call you about it later. I love you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem. Talk to you
later. All right. Love you. Bye.
Let me show you something.
You got a hat or something?
Oh, I bet.
You got 10 gallons back there? Well, you guys got to get James a boat.
I couldn't believe it.
Oh, Drifter, yeah. Shout out to Drifter.
Drifter.
Yeah, that's a nice shirt.
It's a shirt that I bought and I've been thinking of wearing, but it's been too hot.
Yeah,
but I thought, yes, if I wear that and a big cowboy hat.
They'd like you.
Maybe that would help.
You might be a redneck. You could do that, but for Australia?
You might be a bargain if you've ever called your son a dog. I don't know.
We could do a new, like, blue-collar comedy tour type of thing.
I'd like to do the white-collar comedy tour.
Yeah, it's very waspy.
Yeah. Just being disapproving. Yeah. Oh, my good. I've been trying to get out of my algorithm because I realized I don't know any hardline progressive Democrats. Hold on.
Well, you're just getting fed the... Are you becoming based?
I don't think I've ever been especially based. Although I do like it when people comment and tell me I'm based because I know that that's a compliment.
It's a compliment, yeah.
So I'm very happy with that. And I definitely have some... I think what I don't like about the based thing is it feels like to be based is just to say something that feels good that you're not meant to say.
Sure, yeah.
Like
yeah.
It doesn't actually have to be, and that can be something helpful and useful, but it's like, owning the libs. I think the libs are wrong about almost everything.
Sure.
But I don't find owning them to be a very exciting proposition. It's like that with the trans ladies. I it just makes me feel sad.
Yeah.
I don't want to upset trans people. I just, which is not to say I want to castrate children, which is often the other side. But I'm non-confrontational, I would say. And I think to be based, you have to get up in the face.
Sometimes, yeah. I think it's more of just, I don't know, recognizing some of those things.
Yes.
People like that.
And
but everyone's
enough.
Doing it now, so it's sort of less exciting. I've been talking about that a lot lately.
Yeah.
Where it's here, everyone makes dirty jokes, and it sort of makes me want to not do dirty jokes anymore.
Well, this was my friend Amos Gill came to town and did some gigs.
Yeah, Amos is nice.
Well, he was having a bit of an existential crisis.
Why?
Well, he was saying, like, in New York and California, I do these jokes and people look at me like I am a fascist.
Right.
And I do these jokes here in Austin, and people treat me like I'm a soft cock,
mm-hmm.
woke soy boy,
mm-hmm.
cock man.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah, I mean, I guess you just have to be yourself and hope it works out, which is what he does. But, you can't, different areas, different people.
Yeah, it's weird.
I guess I am based.
Yeah,
but I'm also red-pilled, used to be the term.
Red-pilled and based, yeah.
Red-pilled and based. But I went back and I watched that. The Matrix movie, the first one, two nights ago.
Yeah.
It's so transparently a trans movie.
You were saying that yesterday.
It's like maybe the best film of the 90s. If it's
I never
into
saw
the 90s.
It. I'm in protest.
You've still never seen mm-hmm. The Matrix? That's incredible.
No, not until they switch back. I won't.
they hadn't switched at the time, so I think just cut off before the sequels get out.
Well, it was two when the
cut
one
off before
did,
they cut off, yeah.
And then the other one copycatted them.
Well, also of the two of the Wachowski sisters, one the one who transed first does the high pitched lady voice.
Okay.
And the one who transed second is just
Shrek.
But still like, hey everybody. So in this movie we tried to.
Yeah, it's
and
weird.
I think the fourth one is only one Wachowski, right? That they stopped working together. Anyway, my point is it's
what's the red pill in the movie? I just know it.
The red pill like wakes you up from the Matrix and you get to see what reality is.
Okay.
But it is like a deeply hateful, strange movie. It's so well made. It's almost, you know, I would say triumph of the will like in Dimension. They just kill a lot of innocent people. Do Trinity and Neo. There are scenes where they are gunning down people who are still plugged into the Matrix because anyone could become an agent. This is the thing. Like, the Matrix can take over people when they want. But they're still, like, innocent. You know, they're living lives in the Matrix. They're living in their sack, but they've got families and
right.
real lives and humanity and decency. And they have to be, like, it's the Columbine scene. The Columbine people dressed up. Like them from this.
Oh,
scene.
That's oh okay.
And it's cool. It's an incredible, well made
cool.
movie. I don't want to. I can't knock the craft of the Matrix at all, or how it made me feel, or how subversive it was. But it's a genuinely like. This is a movie made by angry people who hate everything and have
right.
real disquiet in their hearts.
Huh.
It's a much more. Strange and provocative movie. Something was happening in the 90s. We forget it. Like, you know, the 90s were not the 80s. The 80s seems like it was a pretty commercial Ronald Reagan, Morning in America
right.
time.
Bill Clinton's freaky ass.
He's getting sucked off in the Oval Office. Kurt Cobain is writing the greatest, most painful, kill yourself music of all time.
Right.
The PC thing starts for the first time and is just roundly thrashed into place by Limp Bizkit. And Adam Sandler movies. Like, Adam Sandler is a blowback against whatever proto-woke thing was happening. And they go, right, we better get Limp Bizkit, Adam Sandler, the Red Hot Chili Peppers. We better get men with their shirt off going, sock it!
Yeah. Oh, man.
D-Generation X. I mean, that doesn't happen in a... It's weird to think now what the context was that this existed in. This, we're doing the crotch chops for anyone unable to see. That meant something. That was a big FU to campus liberals.
Mm-hmm.
which obviously broke out and got much bigger later on. But I guess we're living in a similar moment where the high watermark of the left puritanical movement is being pushed back.
By who? By?
Well, I think Shane getting SNL was a really big deal. Other than that, I would struggle to come up with heaps of examples. I mean, what's weird, I mean, Trump was a part of that.
Yeah, of course.
But he's not doing well at the moment.
No, I'm worried about him. Hope he's all right.
I believe he's going to be fine. I have to believe. I don't like that he has to do his performances behind bulletproof glass now. I think that that separates you from the people, and you probably have to risk getting killed again.
Yeah. Tear down the glass. You still got another ear.
We'll find out how it goes.
We just have to wait and see.
I almost got to go to a Kamala rally. I was in Arizona with Matt, and we got in, and she was doing a rally that afternoon, and we were both very tired from the travel and decided not to go. But it would have been not to support Kamala necessarily. I'm officially politically neutral in this country.
Me
but
too.
I thought it would be nice to go. I've never been to an American political rally.
Me neither. And I don't really plan on going.
Are you registered to vote?
No.
That's unbelievable. I might have to start doing a register to vote campaign for my
neighbor was trying to get me thing.
To vote?
Yeah.
Who do you want you to vote for?
She probably wanted me to vote for Kamala. Sleepy Joe and Camel Toe. Have you ever heard that one?
No, but every time I do hear...
What do you mean do here? You live here.
No, every time, like there is I think there's a principled rejection of Kamala that people can make. And then I was listening to the Tucker podcast, and they just had a guy on who was like, Camel Toe. Mm-hmm. He's like, this bitch. And it's like, whenever it moves into that, it's like,
Don't bring up Biden. That makes my blood boil. Did I send you that one?
No, please. Oh, I find it impossible to have one feeling about
That's why I have a hard time talking about any of this sort of stuff, because I truly don't give a rat's head about any of it.
Maybe it's the fatigue has finally set in.
I don't really care about the culture.
Yeah.
I don't really care about either party or...
I do. I care about trains. I care about who's investing in public, big public transport infrastructure works. Yes?
Yes.
You know, I've watched like one episode. I've seen a lot of clips. My brother loved Entourage.
I didn't know you had a brother.
You're really getting... I have a... Oh, my brother Alistair, who's a great man. Alistair McCann, I don't know if I have it here. I have a photo in Australia. But he introduced me to Shane accidentally.
Oh, cool.
I had stopped following comedy. I thought it was sort of over. I wasn't a fan of anything that was really happening in the Australian comedy scene.
Nobody.
But I wasn't plugged into what was then emergent in the American comedy scene.
Which
was Shane. And Andrew Schultz, excuse me.
Alex Schultz.
I was thinking Alex Jones. Andrew Schultz.
Ooh, that reminded me.
Who?
Go on.
No, go on.
I just saw a stand-up set from Alex Jones today.
Was it good?
Oh, my God. It's not funny, but it's one of the most fun things.
I'm looking forward to it.
Tyler sent it to me on Instagram. Thank you, Tyler. Shout out to you.
If
you're listening, thank you.
I would like to see it. Have you ever seen...
He goes on before Stanhope, and I think some sort of like...
He's opening for Stanhope?
At Cap City here, actually, in 2002. It's Alex Jones going on before Stanhope, but it was not the Cap... It was a different club then. And he just talks about how we're going to war in the Middle East over oil and how they're lying to us. And
no jokes?
No jokes at all. And then someone gets mad at him in the front row and it tells him, like, shut up. And he calls him a pussy and says he's going to beat the shit out of him.
That's what you want. That's what you want before Stanhope comes out on stage.
They got a little unruly and then Stanhope has to come out and be like, let him talk. I want to hear him talk. He'll be done soon. And then he goes back away and then... Someone else tells him to shut up. And
I saw a flyer at my local patisserie, the French patisserie.
What the hell is that?
Where they make macaroons and things.
Wow.
And there was a flyer there for like, what are we going to do to stop the climate emergency? And we're going to have, it was something like, we'll listen to a string quartet and then we'll talk about climate change.
Right.
And I thought, I should go to that to find out, just to see progressive, high-minded Austin, to witness it, because it's happening parallel to me at the moment, and I'm not in that world at all. I'd like to know. I see these people with their Kamala things in their yard. I don't know any of them. I don't know anyone who's voting.
I don't think they're real. I think they're just staged houses.
We've got to reach out across the aisle.
You have to stake out the house. You'll never see someone come out of it.
There are parallel realities taking place at the moment.
Yeah.
At least three. Yeah.
Well, what's
there's
the third one?
Left, right, and don't care. And they're all entirely set. And, you know, only two of them are interested in any one thing. So don't care and right, you know, they'll understand football.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think those Kamala people, they don't look like football homes to me. They may not care about sport at all.
You'd be surprised, but yeah.
I'm interested.
I think some of them might definitely be football homes, but for the most part.
Certainly they're not following the WWE.
No, I don't think they're following the WWE.
I think there are two Americas. There's NPR America and WWE America.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't collide. I'm trying to think of the two biggest things that you could have as cultural umbrellas that don't intersect with each other. And I think it's NPR and the WWE. Also, it's nice that they're both three letters.
Yeah, so that's what I think JRE would be more than WWE, because WWE is truly...
Feels niche.
Niche in, like, there's a lot of people who like it that surprise me when I find out they like it. Yeah, I like it now too.
Oh, it's less niche, and it has outliers. I think there's an NPR JRE overlap.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
They're definitely. I know people in Adelaide who are maybe it's different.
My neighbor is one. She was like, "Do you do comedy, right?" I was like, "Yeah." Do you ever go to Joe Rogan's club? I thought she was going to be so mad.
Yeah.
Because she has like a Beto sign on her lawn and like a...
Yeah.
In this house, we believe no human... She has like that
long sign. She has
that
one. And she's a Joe Rogan person.
And she was like, "I love him. He has really captivating interviews." And I was like,
man.
I expected you to ream me out for...
This is, I think...
So that's a good... Yeah, I guess it's not JR. I guess it's WWE, NPR.
I don't want to... Well, that's why there's a high and low concept thing happening to WWE and NPR, whereas I think Joe Rogan has, like, high-minded things on there.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's also because it's a form of theater.
Be careful.
No. I saw you make your mistake earlier.
Why would you bring that up on the air?
I mean, from what I don't know Joe Rogan very well. I only know from the podcast and from shaking his hand in green rooms.
Me too.
But he seems like a genuinely, like a Gen X lefty from the 90s.
Yeah.
That seems to be where his positions are. And then everybody moved. And whenever people... I find this with Jordan Peterson. Anyone who has listened to a lot of Jordan Peterson goes, "Oh yeah, that's fairly reasonable." Mm-hmm. But the... idea of people becomes very strange. And I'm on the left, is there an equivalent? Is there someone who's like actually very reasonable but just seems like a nut? Because the more I listen to like the Young Turks, the more I go, I don't agree with anything these people are saying. These people are more wild than I thought.
I don't really listen enough to know.
I want to break into a left-wing audience. I want the lefties to like me. I want to go on the lefty podcast.
I'm sure a lot of them do.
I don't doubt that there are wonderful lefty progressive people listening, but if I'm going to get the money for a boat, we finally swing it around to the boat, I need the broadest possible audience, and I want to break into that left-wing bubble. I was thinking of having left-wing academics on the show.
That'd be interesting. What would you talk to them about? Well, Chapel Roan?
Yes. Chapel Roan could come on. I would like to have a climate change person come on, because I have a theory about why the sea levels are rising.
What's your theory?
Well... You know, when you get into a bath, the water goes up.
Mm-hmm. You think too many people are swimming?
Well, think of all the things we've put into the water. We've put tunnels. We have all these big tankers now, right?
Yeah.
Huge boats.
Garbage.
So every boat that goes in the water, an equal amount of water must be displaced. And I know the ocean's pretty big, but is it possible? And the amount that it's rising is very small. Is it possible that we've put so much stuff in the ocean that that's made the sea level go up?
I don't know. You convinced me.
I'd just
be curious as to what a scientist has to say about it.
I'd like it to be explained to me. That's all.
I'd like to listen to that.
All right, that's a possibility. Left-wing academics.
You got to get a lib academic on.
I guess I just start emailing faculties. They don't have to be famous. I could Zoom call with academics.
Yeah.
It's just one idea among many of how we're going to grow a progressive fan base.
Yeah, it's a good idea. I like that. I like, you know.
Monoculture. Mm-hmm. I want the monoculture, and I want it to be my boat podcast. That's right.
Bring everybody together.
Here's another thing. I need a hand symbol.
I know. We were trying to figure one out the other day.
What's the Legion of Skanks one?
It's this.
On the audio podcast, this will mean nothing. Could you do it to me so I can see it and replicate?
Okay.
So it's very similar to throwing a diamond in the sky.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be a circle and your thumbs touch at the bottom.
Skank.
No, they cross. Yeah, like that.
LOS.
LOS, Skank Man.
Upside down love heart.
Yes.
So it resembles. So there are, I mean, many, obviously the church has the sign of the cross.
People have been doing this now, I found out.
What's that for?
Heart. Tiny one.
Oh, no. I don't care for that.
Me neither.
this one,
I thought this would be good. But people won't think you're honest.
Oh, I thought it was like, I hope he gets the boat.
Oh, it could be. Yeah, true. That's actually good. But then also when you're telling a lie, do you have this in Australia? Do you know this old...
We had the Truman Show where there's a scene where she's getting married with that. And that's how I found out about it. But I'm sure we do it as well. Maybe we're just more comfortable lying.
It is
lying.
For good luck, too. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
We get the boat.
I was thinking if it could be, obviously...
I like that, actually. That's pretty good.
Right arm raised straight above the head with the fingers out is not allowed.
Yeah, that's not allowed.
But that's a strong one.
It's very strong.
Fist, make a fist. I think that's taken as well.
That's also been taken, yes.
If it could emulate the catamaran in some way, or call to mind a boat.
We're trying to think of the catamaran.
So here's a couple that I came up with.
Catamaran parallel arms. Ho. Catamaran ho.
Or like maybe both arms raised. The two
arms. Now that means something in football, doesn't it?
Yeah, field goal.
All right.
The field goal symbol. What do you think of that?
Catamaran ho!
Catamaran ho.
Both arms straight up.
That's nice. I
it's
like
an
that.
Option.
It's also like, but it's a bit. H for ho.
Could, yeah.
Ho!
But it does, you know, it's not very. I think you need something maybe. This is good. This is easy to do.
Well, if it could be, it's got to be. I mean, I don't.
Hey,
this
I
is devil symbol,
and they'll give you this.
This is what this is. Satan, bullhorns, rock and roll. But it's also good because it's like parallel catamaran. See, it's the two things on a boat. Here's the other one: netting. Because there's netting between the house. That was just an idea.
Catamaran ho.
It was an idea. I think the two arms in the air for the two hearts.
It's too much.
And it's also we're going upward. At Astro.
Oh, yeah.
These are just ideas, but we do desperately need some sort of hand
that is
symbol.
Good to build a community.
One finger?
All the most.
It's Muslims have one finger.
Is that right?
Allah, there's one God. That's two natures in one
I
person.
Oh, I see. I didn't know that.
And the Trinity. And the second person of the Trinity. There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on in that one. Pinky up.
That's kind of nice too, actually.
I'm sure that means something in gang circles.
Yeah. Well, they'd always used to say, this is the Chinese middle finger.
Is it?
Where I grew up.
Catamaran ho.
Because you didn't want to get in trouble for giving someone the real middle finger. So
no,
you'd
no.
Be like,
oh, Chinese middle finger. Because it's small.
Yep.
And then thumbs up and thumbs down are taken. Thumbs sideways taken. I think if it could be done with one hand, that would be good. Middle
fingers. One hand
taken.
Is good. Middle fingers, that's just too much. Fingers crossed is nice. Mm-hmm. That's getting there.
Lower.
Yeah, low is. You could take low. That no one's done low.
Yes. So instead of the. Obviously, we. Because it's the opposite of.
Yes.
The Heil Hitler, which we don't like at all.
We don't like that. So then you.
Right.
Put
so
it
we go the opposite.
To say bad Hitler. Catamaran up. Catamaran ho.
Catamaran ho. Down. I'm thinking
like you're casting a spell.
Yeah. Well, I don't like that. I don't like witchcraft.
Yeah, that's right.
I think something with the fist is nice. I like the fist.
The fist is nice, but it's a little aggressive.
What about... that feels like that's something else. That feels like that's something else.
Yeah.
Although, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa. What about... Okay, saluting.
What about
fingers crossed at the head? That's have you seen Hearts of Darkness?
The Apocalypse Now?
Yeah.
No.
I watched a clip of Francis Ford Coppola's wife recorded him talking.
while he was making it, and then they had a lot of footage behind the scenes, and they made a documentary. Anyway, mm-hmm. made this documentary about him making
it. I heard about it.
There's this one stretch where he's going like, I'm making a bad movie. I'm making a bad movie. And like, and no one will tell me. And she's like, well, how do you add that up with the discrepancy of everyone thinks they're making a good movie? He's like, they don't know. They've seen what's come before. I've got nothing. I don't have it. And then she goes, well, you know, I mean, sometimes you turn in your paper and it's a B instead of an A, and that's all right. He goes, I'm getting an F. And then it goes, like, and the footage changes to a clip of him pointing a gun at his head and slowly zooms out. It's a great picture. What he's saying off the top is, I'm trying to think of ways I can get out of this movie. I'm thinking of getting myself hurt. I look at a train tracks and I think if I fall down there, maybe I'd die, but maybe I'd get paralyzed and I could get out with some honor. And that's how I feel most days.
That's how I feel too sometimes. I relate to that a lot.
It's a hard knock life out here.
Mm-hmm. It's the hardest job in the world.
Oh! I'm trying to come up with something we can do with the hands.
Well, the pamphlet is good. The pamphlet is good.
What about this?
I'm my brother's sister's girl. Do you remember that from the David Lynch movie?
No. What's that?
Fire Walk With Me.
I haven't seen it.
I love David Lynch and I love Twin Peaks. And in Fire Walk With Me, he goes, I'm my brother's sister's girl.
I don't mind this.
He just does weird stuff.
Well, maybe like an eye patch.
Oh, like, yeah, a sailor.
But I don't want people to... Can I write a heart? Then it blocks the shouting and the people won't shout as loudly.
Mm.
Maybe it's... Oh, maybe that.
Oh, this is good, yeah.
Because we're looking at it.
Because, like catamaran ho.
So for those who can't see... We are shielding our eyes.
Like you're looking at something in the distance.
Yes. Yes. Catamaran ho! I like
that's
that.
That's good. I like that too.
I don't mind that. And it's also like saluting.
Yeah, saluting the cap'n.
Catamaran ho! But it's like, it's got, yes, we hold the salute. It's not just like, yeah. I don't want to do stolen
it's
valor.
It's not a salute.
It's not a salute. It's covering the eyes. It's important people know it's not a salute. That would be on the side. It's full eye covering. Maybe. You got to do that with two hands.
True.
Catamaran. I like. I don't. Yeah, this I is don't good. Hate this.
So you got the pamphlet. You have this. Everything's looking up.
Well, we'll get a symbol next. That's the next episode.
Close. This is.
No, this, good. This is the hand. Oh, hand. Oh, oh. As, well, this is what we call this gesture. We have the pamphlet, the gesture, and the symbol. We've got two of the three. This is. I'm calling this arc. I'm thinking of doing like monthly arcs. This is the real cult building arc. Catamaran ho! Okay, so everybody at home who's not listening, you're probably going to want to go to the YouTube.
Catamaran ho!
We cover our eyes as if to look at something, almost a salute, but further along the face. Catamaran ho! Like that. Like that. Now, you're a great audio-visual producer.
Thank you.
And you do that for the Matt and Shane podcast.
Yes.
Your services are no doubt outside of my pay.
Well, I wouldn't say that. What do you
scheme
need?
Scheme at the moment. Well... I don't know.
You're happy to help. If
I'll figure out something we need. We've got to. We've got to get
a boat.
We've got to take a great leap forward.
Well, you're on the right track, James. I wouldn't worry about it.
I worry every day.
You can't worry. You got to think about nothing like me.
No, I have a family to take care of.
Yeah, that's true.
I have a family to move on
I'm
to
lucky
a boat.
That I don't have a family.
No, I tell you, the family lights a fire right under the bum.
Yeah, that's a good thing in some way.
To the extent that it shortens my life because I'm worried about doing well, it's bad. But no doubt in terms of, I mean, I was messing around and doing nothing for years. Mm-hmm. I've been rapping for about 17 years. Do you know Rat-a-tat?
I don't think so.
Oh, there's a song they have that opens with a guy going, I've been rapping for about 17 years. I don't rap my rhymes anymore. I just kick it from my head. You know what I'm saying? I can do that. No disrespect, but that's how I am. So even though it's only been 16 years I've done stand-up comedy, when people ask,
16 years is
I always
a long
go,
time.
Since I've been doing it for 14 years, I've been saying, for about 17 years, but it's coming up.
17 years is so long.
Well, I started when I was 17.
Really?
And I'm 33. Coming up on 34.
34.
Catamaran ho! I love this gesture.
Yeah, this is a
gesture.
Really good gesture.
Catamaran ho!
I'm glad we got that.
We got that out of the way. But yes, in terms of... It's only the children that really made me go, I need to be able to provide for these people. My wife doesn't work. I'm the sole provider. I play a lot of James Brown around the house.
You got to get her to start doing a podcast, start earning her keep around.
Don't think I haven't thought about asking her to do a podcast.
Her own separate podcast.
I've asked her to take over my Patreon many times. And I thought it would be funny if she just like recorded, you know, secretly, and I never listened to it, but she just like spent 20 minutes a week saying things she saw me doing that week and how she thinks
that
it's going
is very
for
funny,
me.
Actually,
I thought that would be a sweet thing, but she's never actually, she will sometimes be on the podcast in another part of the room or off microphone. She's a very private person.
Yeah.
And she, but she's also very funny and very quick.
Yeah.
And I love her so much. And I, oh, excuse me.
It's getting hot in here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll turn the air conditioner back on.
It's okay. I don't have much else to talk about. I was talking about this yesterday. I do so many podcasts. I'm talking to a microphone and I never have anything to say.
I don't believe that that's true. I think you have beautiful things to say and you're currently, you might be suffering a block.
I am definitely suffering a block. But what are you going to do? We've talked about some stuff on this one.
We're going to live virtuously and we're going to be someone worthy of the truth.
I hope so.
I believe we can wound ourselves to the truth. And I do it all the time. I've done it a couple times today. But we've got to try and live truth. Excuse me, that's weak. That's weak and soft. The important thing, man, I don't know. Man.
You alright?
Well, we're going to gig tonight, I think.
Yeah, we're going to do a little show. We need some food. I'm getting hungry.
What would you like to have for dinner?
I don't know.
I can't have tacos.
Something quick,
again.
Yeah. Something quick.
Something quick?
Not tacos.
Do you know what I would really love? And
yeah,
if we can't
whatever
have it,
you
I understand.
Want.
I would like, and if it's too expensive, I'm happy to have it be my treat. I don't have a lot of money, but I really would like it. I would like a French onion soup.
Okay.
I had a French onion soup with Shane in Philadelphia at a place called Park.
Yeah, Park.
The Park. I'd never been there before. We were dressed very much down.
Yeah.
I thought I'd had a French onion soup. I realized I'd had French onion dip. French onion soup, entirely
different. Yeah. Much more wet.
And it made me, it felt so distinctly European. It felt like the American brain, and I love American, I love Americans.
I love American.
It felt so un-American.
The French onion soup?
It felt like there were so many things happening.
Did it feel French?
That required tradition. And a level of incoherence. I mean, what it is, for the uninitiated as I was, it tastes like a beefy soup.
Mm-hmm.
A sort of oniony.
Cheese.
There's bread in the soup, first of all. There's like bread floating around in the soup. Mm-hmm. And it's in a bowl. And the cheese is on top. And
that's my favorite part.
On fire.
Mm-hmm. Charred sometimes.
Charred. I mean, there's something very enlightenment philosophy about American food. Let's make the best possible sandwich. That's the burger. And the perfect side, that's the fries. And we've got that right. Bang. What's a lovely meat to have? Hot dog. Let's do that perfectly. Mm-hmm. Let's have meat bread. All the great American cuisines, even the Tex-Mex, what's that? Taco? Meat bread.
Mm-hmm.
The French onion soup felt otherworldly. It felt like only a people... In tune with the sublime. Something you can't. If you were to sit down and talk to a man who's offering you money at a bank to help make a food, you could pitch the hamburger. You could say, it's great. It's great buns. It's great cheese. It's great lettuce. It's great meat. It's all together. And there's some hot chips on the side. French fries. French fries. And people
French
would
onion.
Go, oh, wonderful. I'll invest in that. That makes sense to me. If you went in there and you said, it's the French onion soup. It's French onions. It's a brown goo. There's bits of bread floating around in it. The cheese is on top and we've set it on fire. People would go, I don't believe this.
And it comes in a little bowl with a handle on
little
the
little bowl
side.
With a handle. And then snails come out to the table. And you then frog's that? Legs. I've never had either of those two.
Me neither.
But I don't think you could pitch that. It's something that cannot be explained. And that must be experienced. And
so yummy.
I found that very beautiful.
That is beautiful. I'm glad you liked it so much.
I'd like tonight to have
we can
a French
go get
onion soup.
If
we could.
It's funny that you didn't. You said it's too expensive. It's not expensive.
I don't know what a French onion soup costs. But I had such a wonderful time at the French onion soup.
You can go to the soup place over there. I'd like to do that, actually.
The soup
get,
peddler?
Well,
which soup? Do they do a French onion soup?
Maybe. I mean, they got it in the name.
French onion
soup. I'd like to get a tomato soup and a grilled cheese. It's my favorite combination.
Wow, that's a good combination.
Mm-hmm. It's like a mozzarella stick, but flat.
I don't think I've had, unless I've gone bold and wild and had them add something or gone a weird one on the menu, a bad grilled cheese in America.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure they're out there. Mm-hmm. But so far, they've been really great.
Yeah.
I've had some that really stick in the... I went to a Mechanicsburg when I was driving to New York, and I thought it'd be nice to stop in at Shane's family's Down Syndrome Cafe. Have I told you this story?
I don't think so.
I looked up Down Syndrome Cafe on the Google Maps, and I went to this place, and it was the best grilled cheese I've ever had in my life. And I thought, that's nice that they've got a great grilled cheese here because of his joke. And I realized sometime later it was the wrong cafe.
Oh.
It was not a Down Syndrome Cafe. The Down Syndrome Cafe is called Noor,
yeah.
And nothing lets you know it's a Down Syndrome Cafe. This one was called Down to Earth, which is why I thought it was the Down Syndrome Cafe. I thought they were doing a pun on Down Syndrome. And I just thought, I guess the Down Syndrome people aren't working today. It's just the college girls have come. And it was very embarrassing.
That is embarrassing, but it's very funny.
I texted
very
Shane.
Very funny that you expected it to be like...
I texted Shane. I said, I'm at this cafe. And he said, great, you should go to Noor. And I thought, why would he ask me to go to a cafe that's not the Down Syndrome Cafe? Maybe it's just great coffee there. And now that I've had the Down Syndrome coffee, I can have the fancy upmarket. No, it's the same. I got it very wrong.
Yeah, you messed up.
I'm sorry.
It would be funny if they branded it like that on Google Maps.
In hindsight.
It's a bit ridiculous that you thought it was going to be lit.
It's the Down With It Cafe.
Yeah, that would be a nice thing to do.
I was very tired.
You're on a long trip.
It was... Well, we were
I remember
the
when
the
you
dinner.
Went to New York that you had such a nice place in New York.
Did I tell you how I got that place? There.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I won't need to tell that again. But
well, that's a good story.
But
for
now that
listener.
I've tasted living on the Upper West Side, and I believe that was a $2,000 a night Airbnb, and the story of that is on the podcast. I didn't deserve it, and I didn't have to pay for it. But now that I've seen that that's how people can live, that's how the richest
Moses.
Yeah, that's how the richest Jews can live in America.
Yeah.
It's very hard to accept anything else. I feel like my first sexual experience was a threesome with some Playboy bunnies, and then you go and you try and kiss a lady and you can't. Mm-mm. Have you seen the Beyond the Mat documentary?
I don't think so.
There's a bit with Jake the Snake Roberts.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that.
Oh, he talks about, he goes, you know, you leave home. You leave your wife and you go out on the road. I'm going to do his accent all wrong. You go out on the road. And then you start doing it with a girl, then two girls, bunch of girls with toys. You go home, try and make love to your wife. You just can't do it. Anyway, that's how I feel about living in the Upper West Side. Some of this is getting cut. Now, you need to tell a big, beautiful anecdote. What's your best ever anecdote?
I don't have many anecdotes, man. What would you want about my childhood, maybe?
Yes. Let people get to know you.
I don't like to be put on the spot like this.
Well, this is the interview part. I apologize. Well, I'll coax you into it. You know, yeah. It's coming now. But, I mean, I've gotten to know you a little bit. I've seen your home. The beautiful home. We've talked about it a lot. But you are very reserved. In terms of the public persona that comes out, you're a mystery.
I don't think you say that all the time, and I don't think that's as true.
I remember when I started listening to the Matt and Shane podcast, I thought, who is this deep-voiced man? And I didn't find out any more. And I tried to find your stand-up comedy. It's very hard to find your stand-up comedy on the internet.
Well, that's what I want. I don't think I'm ever going to publish any stand-up comedy ever.
Why? I like this.
I like it that way. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel different.
I know. Well, there's Daniel
I mean, Kinison. I won't have a career or anything, but...
One day you're going to impregnate a woman and you'll need the money.
Yeah, yeah.
Until I have
a family, I'll never put out any stand-up.
Well, I respect that, actually. I think it's good to have the mystery, and I'm sorry that
I think
any of the
good,
mystery
yeah.
is... You shouldn't go on anyone's podcast.
Yeah, I don't want to. But I was happy to talk to you today.
That was nice. I appreciate it.
I don't have any anecdotes. I don't mean to let you down.
I feel
like every story that's ever happened to me, I've told over and over and over again. I feel like a broken record and podcasting.
Yeah.
Anything that ever happens to me that's any interesting, I just tell immediately and then...
I understand.
But let me think. That's my new thing. I want to be the reverse Harry Nilsson. Only perform live.
Did Harry Nilsson never perform live?
Rarely he performed live.
I didn't know
live.
That.
He didn't really tour or anything. He was scared.
I didn't. Well,
and
I mean,
I'm scared to record myself. I don't
think
like
he was also blackout
myself.
Drunk almost all of the time.
Yeah, he's a problem. But he's so what
so
a beautiful
good.
Voice.
Gotta get up.
Gotta get out. Gotta get on before the morning comes. What if I'm late? Got
Did
a big
see,
date.
Russian Doll.
No, what's that?
That is the redheaded woman from Orange Is the New Black. She's very funny, Natasha.
Oh, yeah.
Leon. I'm
going to
be getting
Leon.
That. She did a. I only watched the first
you
season.
You know who I like?
Who do you like?
Sacha Baron Cohen's wife,
Isla Fisher. I think they've
Beautiful.
Broken up.
Oh,
I know.
Great news.
Shame.
Go on, sorry. I just
oh no, I just she's lovely. I'm trying to think what she was in. Wedding Crashes.
She was in Beach Bum. I was just talking about Beach Bum the other day.
I
love Beach Bum. Big Chrissy showed me that one.
I'm being encouraged very strongly to see Beach Bum.
Harmony Korine.
Yes, I wrote a screenplay.
McConaughey.
And several friends have said this is very Harmony Korine-esque, and that it's like a vignette, it's non-traditional, blah blah blah. And my gut impulse is to go, I must now, having never seen a Harmony movie, Harmony Korine, but everyone I know whose opinion I respect says he's a great filmmaker. I never saw Spring Breakers. I just saw that scene. It looks great.
I didn't see that either.
People really love his movies. If my thing has anything in common with him, I think I should avoid watching all of his work until it comes out so I don't accidentally just make it his movie.
That's, yeah, that's
my...
fair. That's
kinda, I wonder.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it could help and... helping you avoid making a movie that's like him too, if you wonder.
Yeah. I mean, at the moment I have perfect ignorance, and if people say this is very similar to a Harmony movie, I can
yeah,
say
but
no it's
like,
not.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
I get that. It's hard to say.
Like if someone I don't know what to do, but he seems like one of the few interesting filmmakers. I've read all the Wikipedia pages and Beach Bum is the one specifically.
Beach Bum is great. Nice.
What did you like about Beach Bum?
I haven't seen it in a while, but I just remember enjoying it. It's very pretty looking. It's on the beach. You like the main character a lot. Moondog is his name. He's sort
That's
of
Matthew
just
McConaughey?
Like a vagabond.
When does this come out in the Matthew
drunk.
McConaughey?
I don't know. Maybe it, not so long ago. I think it was more recently than Spring Breakers.
Okay.
And yeah, it's just a lot of cool cameos, a lot of cool characters. Matthew McConaughey is kind of... I couldn't even really tell you what the movie is about anymore.
Matthew McConaughey's in Austin. Am I right about
Yeah,
that?
He's a Texas... I don't know if he's in Austin, but he's definitely a... He's a University of Texas fan. And he's like an Austin guy. Like, they love him around here.
Do you know Bill Callahan?
No, who's that?
Bill Callahan is...
2019, really
wow,
recently
okay.
it came out.
Bill Callahan's, I think, the best singer-songwriter in America, and he lives here. And he used to go by Smog...
Smog.
He was with Joanna Newsom for a time. I don't know if you know Joanna. On the way to the French Onion Soup, I'm going to play you my favorite Bill Callahan song.
Yeah. Well, you showed me Nick Cave. That was cool.
Can't believe Americans don't know Nick Cave.
Yeah,
I've so
never
nice.
Heard of him before.
I don't believe.
A beach bum.
Let's go get French Onion Soup.
I'm
I'll edit
starving.
That up. I'll edit that up.
All right. I hope it turns out okay. I love you. God bless you.
I want you, I need you. Catamaran Ho.
Catamaran Ho.
Get that pamphlet out there. Pamphlet.
Please come see me on the road, too.
Oh, yeah, sugar. Sorry.
That's all right. Just, if you can, I'll be in Tempe on September 11th.
Whoa.
Don't bring it up.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever?
Coming crew.
Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.